Hi, I'm Andrea, and welcome to the Productive C# podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about leadership, specifically about a book called Leadership is Language, written by Hal David Marquette. So this episode is not specifically about C#, but applies to effectively every professional, you know, working on the field. And this book is all about the hidden power of what you say and what you don't, the power of language. So the first important things to understand is that everyone is a leader, and I strongly believe this. I want to work in an environment where everyone is able to propose ideas and drive initiatives. And usually these are the environment where, you know, the most productive environment that really deliver value to users. So the first concept of the book is intent-based leadership. Basically saying no to the past, you know, blue, red way of doing business, where there are some workers that give orders and some others that are waiting to be told what to do. So you should stop thinking in these terms. Even if maybe your organization, you know, you have a hierarchical structure, you just start thinking about, you know, your product, what you're working on, as, you know, your company. So you can provide, you know, intent. You saying something like, I intend to do X, or I intend to improve this process in this way. And then start a dialogue with your team, and you take ownership of this initiative, regardless of what's your role. If you're a junior developer, you can absolutely do anything like this. So try to embrace this approach of intent-based leadership. And obviously, if you're a manager, read the book and internalize that, because it's incredibly powerful. I've seen first and last year in my team the power of intent-based leadership can really give to the team. And you create a team of leaders, basically. And that's exactly what you want. You want everyone in the team to be able to contribute and take ownership in initiatives that improve our customers and improve our products and improve our engineering processes. So the book basically touch on various aspects of normal, you know, professional life. And if you're a developer, of course you will be involved in meeting and working with people and stuff like that. So I think it's valuable to share what I've learned and some key things that could be useful for you in this episode. So one of the things is asking question, but asking question with curiosity. So avoid asking, you know, question stacking when you ask a question after another, and avoid leading question or binary questions. Use more like the kind of question like tell me more. And questions that start with what and how, so that you actually adopt an improved mindset. So, for example, how can we make this better? How can I make it better? And what have we learned? What am I missing? What would I like to hear more about this? What could go wrong? What could we do better? So, if you do regular retrospective, try to have an open mind and ask these sort of more open-minded questions. Another thing is when you are in meeting, don't be afraid of being wrong. I know it's easy to say, but is the most significant barrier for speaking up, in addition to being good in order to protect relatedness, meaning you're afraid to speak up because you might, you know, put some of your colleague in a bad light, or you're a bit worried about what you're saying. So create an environment when you can really appreciate, you know, discussions, and avoid judging. Because if you embrace dissent, you can really create a sense of excitement and energy in the team, and really get an accurate picture of reality. If you have you ever been in a meeting where, you know, you very few people speak, and there's that feeling that, you know, something is important but it's not being said because there's a bit of a fear of you know, talking about it. That's exactly what you don't want. You don't want harmonious conversations. You want reality, and you want dissent. You want, you know, actual dialogues that helps you to move forward your product and your team. In fact, it's very important that everyone in the team speak. So, and nowadays, we do a lot of meetings remotely using Zoom. You can even measure how many people are speaking, you know, and in what relationship, so that you want to encourage everyone to speak like equally in a meeting as much as possible. Another very important thing that book mention is the anchoring bias. So try to avoid, you know, having one person that say something at the beginning and then other people just, you know, approve that regardless. So for example, when you do an estimate of a feature, try to avoid like having one person say the number specifically and then other people say, yeah, you know, yeah, we think in a week should be fine. No, try to do it basically having each person to estimate independently and then have a discussion. Or use a technique like called Feast of Five, where you basically do a voting from 0 to 5 if you want to approve or not a decision. And you do the voting all at the same time. So these are all very important things to make sure that you avoid the trap of, you know, not really getting a reality, the real situation. The other very important things in having a culture of pause and reflect, where everyone in the team can anytime call a pause to have a discussion and make a change in the process. And also the biggest and most important pause is celebration. So make sure you celebrate. And, you know, ultimately you want to stay humble. You know, avoid anything, any language that imply there is a relationship of power between two people. Even if you are a senior engineer or a principal engineer, you should never, you know, say something like, oh, this is easy, I can do it in 2 minutes. Because a graduate that recently joined might not even know even how to start a task. So you might be very intimidated by something like that. And you want to say, avoid something like, well, you've never done that, or my boss told me this. Any language that, you know, encourage this power gradient is usually something you should avoid. And try to embrace, you know, try to be more humble and open-minded. So basically, I found this book very interesting. So if you're interested, have a look at that. In summary, try to provide intent. Stop thinking about, you know, yourself as a junior developer or and just provide intent and start initiatives. You can do that. Trust me, try that in your team and you're going to be amazed how many people will react with your ideas and the initiative. Ask questions using, you know, by being genuinely curious. Adopt an improved mindset and also make sure you speak up in meetings and embrace dissent. Try to do a vote first approach in meetings and make sure you appreciate people, pause and reflect on anything in the team and stay humble. So those are kind of my takeaways from the book. And I think as a C# developer, you need to start thinking about yourself as a leader in the team, regardless of your level of experience. And I really genuinely believe this is the best way to run a team. Thank you very much for listening. If you like this episode of the Productive C# podcast, make sure you check out My Productive C#. Get access to a large collection of extremely practical videos on C# and .NET, weekly news, free licenses from sponsors, and a private mastermind group to get feedback and advices from me and other passionate C# developers. My Productive C# is the perfect place for anyone looking to become a master and successful C# developer. Start for free at productiveccsharp.com/membership.